in the 113th division of the book of Psalms. Amen. I do have, we've made accommodations for the Robinsons, also those two college girls. But if you do have room available for anybody to stay with you, I know there are several called the last couple of days, and the hotels over here are booked up. The ones that work with us on discounted rates are completely booked up. And that means smoking rooms, handicap rooms. I mean, that's everything and anything is completely filled up. So especially Thursday and Friday night of camp meeting. Probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is available, but those last two nights are booked up. So if you would allow somebody to stay with you, let me know, and we'll try to accommodate them the best we can. Amen. In the Psalms 113, the Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people." Amen. Verse 5, 6, and 7 I would like to draw your attention to tonight. Amen. Notice, "Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high." Amen. Are you glad for the God we're serving tonight? Amen. Who is like our God? The psalmist asks us that question. Notice verse number 6, "That our God humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth." And verse number 7, "He raiseth up the poor, he lifteth the needy." Amen. I pray God would do this for us again tonight. Amen. How many believe God's the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever? Amen. Amen. How many believe he's still incomparable? Who can you compare to God? Hallelujah. How many believe he still looks down to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? Amen. How many believe he still lifts up the needy, and he raises up those that have need of him? I believe he's still the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. If you believe that, why don't you just lift a hand toward heaven and worship the name of the Lord tonight? Amen. Let's just magnify him and give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we do praise you. We do honor you. We do give you glory. We magnify you, Lord. You're worthy of praise. Lord, you're worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord from this time and forevermore. The name of the Lord, it is to be praised. Hallelujah. God bless you as you're seated this evening. Amen. These three verses I'd like to bring to your attention tonight. Amen. I just felt compelled to come in here to remind you about the God that we are in covenant with. Amen. To remind you of the privilege and the glorious, glorious blessing of our relationship with our God. And I wanted to remind you of who our God really is. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that say they serve a God, one of many gods, but I believe we serve the true and the living God. Amen. And this psalmist in this passage of Scripture tells us that our God should be praised, that our God should be worshiped from this time forth and forevermore. Matter of fact, he said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Now, that may not mean a lot to you and I because of electricity. Many of us are up before daylight and we're still up after the sun goes down. But this was the Jewish day. The day started at the rising of the sun, and when the sun set, the day was over. And so the psalmist was saying, while you're awake, as soon as you get out of bed,
and let the last thing you do before you go to sleep, and every time in between, just lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. Amen. What a privilege, what a glorious opportunity to know our God. First of all, that he is, that he was not and that he shall be, but that he is, that we've got 6,000 years of human history in God's word, but he is still the true and the living God. The psalmist, thousands of times, the psalmist would tell us something about God. He would tell us about God's nature. He would tell us about the position that God dwells upon. He would tell us something about God, and then he would say, and his name is worthy of praise, or he should be praised. And so there is something about knowing that our God is still high above the heavens, that he is still the same that he was when this was recorded some thousands of years ago, that our God is still the same that he has always been. That's hard for you and I to understand. He doesn't change. He doesn't have mood swings. He doesn't wake up grouchy. He doesn't have good days and bad days. He doesn't wear out with time. He is the same every day, that he had no beginning and he will have no ending. And so the psalmist says, first of all, notice the place God dwells. That if you really want to talk about God and you want to know where God dwells, he says that he is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? That you've got to look up if you're going to focus on our God. That he's not in the depths of defeat, but he is in the glory of victory and despair. Something about looking up. Amen. When you're defeated or kind of depressed, it's easy to look down. It's easy just to kind of hang your head. Really, it's a natural tendency, isn't it? When you get tired, your hands just kind of hang down and you kind of slump over. You can tell a lot in body language. You can tell someone that's tired or worn out or depressed by the way I see you tonight. You're just kind of lumped over. But our God is not that way. That when we see our God, that he has always reigned in glory. That our God, that he sits upon the circle of the universe. And I just wanted to come in here and remind you tonight of the God that you serve. That regardless of the circumstances that are going on in our life or the things that are happening in our world, none of that rises to the effect that it diminishes our God, that it changes our God, that it worries our God, or that it impedes our God's ability to rule this world. Amen. And the psalmist says, who can we compare to our God? I mean, find the greatest men of God's holy word, and should we compare them to God? I mean, Noah did some great things, and Noah built an ark and he obeyed God and he saved his family. But really, can we compare Noah to God? I mean, he made a boat that saved a few people, but really, when we compare him to our God made an ark of safety that whosoever will, that calls upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. That from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and we hear tonight are in the ark of safety, so we can't compare Noah to our God. He's so much greater than that. Amen. Well, Abraham, he was the father of the faithful, and what a great man that he was. But how can we compare Abraham to our God? Because Abraham left a land headed for a city whose builder and maker was God. And so even the father of the Hebrew nation can be compared to our God, because the city that he was looking for was built and made by our God. Amen. Oh, Solomon. Let's compare Solomon to our God, the wisest of the Old Testament. What a great man that Solomon was. But what did the Queen of Sheba talk to us about? And what did the New Testament reveal about Christ? That a greater than Solomon is here. And in the New Testament, the wise men, they gathered around a little manger and began to worship our God. Oh, what a great God that we're serving. Amen. And I don't think he gets the rightful place, amen, in the lives of the people of God. Amen. I know he's not going to get the respect in the world. I know that he's going to be diminished out there. But in the people of God, in the elect of God, in the blood-washed children of God, amen, if we understand who our God is, if we understand the power that our God has, we should not walk around defeated in this world. We should not be perplexed and full of anxiety and worry. We should not sorrow as others sorrow, because our God, amen, not only did he walk on water, amen, not only did he open the blinded eyes, but brother and sister, he made the dead live again. Oh, hallelujah. What a God that we serve. And if the world gets excited about their God, if the world sacrifices to their God, how much more should we, the people of God, amen, who our God, who never had a beginning, who'll never have an ending, our God, who made everything that is seen, and without him was not anything made, our God, that with the word of his power, everything is held together, that with our God, that he gave the power of the sun to shine, and he put the moon in its silver socket, our God, that loves us enough, that we don't give ourselves to him, we don't sacrifice our children to a fire God, as they did in the Old Testament, but rather our God loved us enough, that we don't have to lay down our life as martyrs for him, but he looked at his only begotten son, and he said, I love them enough, I'm not asking them to give themselves for me, but I'll give my son for them. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I say, what a great God. Amen. Hallelujah to the name of God. Hallelujah to the name of Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Shalom and Jehovah Nissi and the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. And if men are going to worship gods of this world that pass away, if men are going to worship Buddha, who is dead, if they're going to worship Hare Krishna, who is dead, if they're going to make a god out of Joseph Smith, who is dead, how much more should you and I, who was seen of 500 witnesses after he rose on Easter morning, when they put him in a borrowed tomb and they rolled the stone in front of the door. But I said, our God, I said, the God that reached down in sin, the God who died on Calvary, the God that's caused me to avoid hell, that God that loves you, that God that knows what you're going through, that God that sees the tears that stain your face, that God on a Wednesday night is willing to bless you. But on that Easter morning, Brother Hezekiah Polk, when the sun rays peeked over the Jerusalem sunrise, something began to shake in the caverns of the deep. I said, our God, the one that was dead, our God that was crucified. I said, our God that was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I said, our God who hell could not hold. Our God who the devil hated. Our God who was criticized and ostracized. Our God who was nailed to a tree and put in a lonely tomb. He got up with all power in heaven and in earth. And listen, as he declares to the church, I am he that was dead, but am alive forevermore. I come to report to the church of the living God. He is still alive. He still reigns in glory. I said he's still supreme. I said he's an awesome God. I said he's an awesome God. What a powerful, powerful, awesome God we serve. Let angels bow before him, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all, because there's never been a God like our God. Oh, there have been other gods that were imposters that people have worshipped, but our God has confirmed who he was. Our God has proved to be sovereign and divine. Our God, the place he dwells. That's why the songwriter said, lift me up above the shadows. Lift me up above the shadows where the pure sunshine is found. Maybe it's cloudy in your life. Just get a good look at him tonight. Hallelujah. The God that you serve, the God that loves you with an everlasting, undying, eternal love, the place he dwells. But notice the people he defends, for the Bible says that as great as he is, he humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. You don't have a problem God doesn't know about. You don't have any sorrow he doesn't know about. You're not praying about anything he doesn't already know about. Oh, that's just overwhelming to me. That the God that made everything that we see loves me enough, loves you enough, that he is willing to look down to see what is going on. The text implies that they had not even asked for his assistance, but he was watching what was going on in their life. What a great God. How many of you ever feel alone? How many times have we heard people say, well, God doesn't really care. God doesn't understand. He's humbling himself. He's got to get down. And he beholds what's going on in your life. And while he is beholding, there's something about our God. He is easily moved with compassion. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But when he sees us hurting, when he sees his people in trouble, when he sees those that are poor, when he sees those that are needy, when he looks down to see what is going on, it's not that he's just aware, but he is able to do something about it. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. The place that God dwells, he is high, he is holy, and he is lovely. Notice the people that God defends. He notices what is going on in earth. But notice finally this last verse, verse number 7. It's not that he just comes down and he said, you know, I'm sorry about that. You know, that's really unfortunate. Don't we say that a lot of times to people? I'm really sorry. sorry for your trouble. I'm sorry you're really going through that, and we feel that, but we know there's nothing we can do. We're trying to sympathize with them. We're trying to let them know that we'll pray for them, and we're trying to feel for them, but really we're so limited. Their situation, it locks our hands in place. If we could, we would, but we can't. Oh, yes, friend. Amen. But our God, he beholds the things that are in the earth, but his hands are not locked. When he sees what is going on, he begins to lift up the needy. He begins to pull up the poor. He raises him up. He doesn't want to see you go through it without him lifting you up and raising you up. Oh, what a great God. Amen. What a glorious God. What an awesome God. What a supreme God. Amen. Where would I be if not for the times that I have felt God come by and lift me up? Where would you be, friend, if in the midst of your darkness and despair, you had not felt the glory of God begin to lift you up and tell you you can make it? Everything is all right. Oh, that's why in the midst of a dark night, we can lift our hand toward heaven and say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's why there's some Hebrew boys that said, throw us in the fire of furnace, but we're still not going to bow. Our God is able. That's why Elijah can crawl up on a mountain and be outnumbered 450-1, but look to God and say, let the true God, let him answer by fire. Oh, hallelujah. How many times have I been there and he lifted me up? Anybody in this house tonight, you'd say, God, I just really need you to lift me up. Amen. I'm not talking about some Santa Claus spirit, but those that are poor, those that are needy, those that are desperate, those that need the help of God. He's able. I said, not only is he aware, he is able. He is able to do something about it. Do you need his assistance? Do you need his lifting power? Do you need a strengthening touch of his glory? The psalmist said in 80:14, look down from heaven and visit this vine. Psalms 59:4 says, awake to help me and behold my trouble. Do you need him tonight? Because you don't have to get his attention. You've already got it. And on this little Wednesday night service, right before camp meeting starts, our God that has made everything, and he can't handle your problem. Our God that the devil could not conquer, and he can't lift you up. Our God who's never lost a battle. Our God that still reigns in glory, and he can't lift you up. Friend, that's the shouts of the enemy. Amen. That's the lies of the devil that's trying to keep you trapped in the dungeon of defeat. That's the lies of the devil that are trying to keep you chained down into captivity. I say tonight, let the almighty hand of God, let the glorious hand of the lifting power of God raise you up to a new level and say, Lord, lift me up above the shadows where the pure sunshine is found. Amen. What page is that, Brother Mark? Amen. Lift me up above the shadows where the pure sunshine is found. I'd love for God to do it tonight. Amen. 300 is we shall see the king. You're playing tricks on me. 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 100. The songwriter said, lift me up above the shadows. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where the pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness. Lift me up into thy strength. Lift me up above the shadows till I stand with thee at length. Lift me up above the shadows, for the storms are raging high. Lift me up, my blessed Savior. Let me to thy bosom fly. There no evil thing can touch me over on the shining side. Lift me up above the shadows. Let me evermore abide. Lift me up above the shadows, out of sorrow and into joy. Lift me up above my grief, Lord. Give me gold for my alloy. Then when death must claim my spirit and the storms of life are past, lift me up above the shadows till in heaven I stand at last. I say, God, lift us up. Lift every one of us. Lift the young people. Lift the mamas and the daddies. Lift the elder saints of God in a world of stress and a world of adversity and a world of perplexing times. How many could stand tonight and lift our hand toward heaven and say, God, lift us up. Would you lift me up, God? Would you just lift us up, God? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on and praise him like you need his help tonight. Come on and praise him like you need his help tonight. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I said he'll not disappoint you. No, God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. Whoa, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. People might disappoint you. Family may disappoint you. Your career might disappoint you. Children might disappoint you. But friend, has God ever? I said, has God ever disappointed you one time? Oh, let him lift you up tonight. Hallelujah. I know he could lift us up and get us ready for camp meeting. That when we gather in this tabernacle Sunday and camp meeting's ready to start, that the power of God would radiate in this place, that we'd enjoy an outpouring of the Spirit of God, that the days of revival are not over, that the days of miracles and camp meetings are not over. Amen. God, lift us up above that doubt. Let us know that revival is still possible, that the power of God is still true, and you're desiring to move, and you're desiring where two or three are gathered together. Amen. Come on and worship God tonight. Church, let's gather in. Let's find a place to pray. Let's begin to worship God. Begin to magnify God. Lift him up and